Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and it's my pleasure to present this weekly half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. After last week's Hot and Cool show, today I'm visiting some of the more interesting holiday destinations without the hassle of travelling. I've much music to play this week, so let's go straight into my opener, On the Road to Mandalay. Based on a poem by Rudyard Kipling and with music by Early Speaks in 1907, On the Road to Mandalay was there played by Al Melgard on the magnificent Barton in the now-demolished Chicago Stadium. That track dates from 1958 and was published on the fledgling Audio Fidelity label that ushered in the stereo record era. Many of you will associate this next piece with Elvis Presley in the 1961 film Blue Hawaii, but the title music was, in fact, composed by Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger and first featured in another film, Waikiki Wedding, in 1937. Dan Bellamy evokes the balmy Hawaiian style on this 1986 track featuring the Wurlitzer in the Robert Truesdale studio in Santa Ana, Southern California. Thank you. Next stop is Russia, and music that was copyrighted in 1919, towards the end of the ragtime era. This is Lynn Larson and the Wurlitzer that was donated in 1983 to the Colorado State University in Fort Collins by Marion Minor Cook in memory of her late husband, and Lynn's playing Russian Rag. Russian Rag, recorded in 1986 by Lynn Larson on his Premier LP. A world away, both physically and politically, lies New York, founded by the Dutch in 1624 as New Amsterdam, a trading post, then coming under British control in 1664. In 1905, William Gerone and Gene Schwartz composed In Old New York for a stage show. Tom Hazelton arranged this recording of the ballad for the Wurlitzer in the Captain's Galley Pizza and Pipes, Redwood City, in 1972. Clark Wilson and Jelani Ennington duetting on Rimsky-Korsakov's Song of India during the 2005 Pipe Organ Extravaganza in the Rialto Square Theatre, Joliet, Illinois. That annual event usually takes place over the last weekend in April and features principally the Rialto Square Barton plus the San Filippo Wurlitzer as a bonus event. But on that particular track, Clark was playing a three-manual Walker Digital and Jelani a Yamaha Grand Piano. Staying over in the Orient, next up is a piece called Danza Oriental, recorded by Simon Glentill on his first album release on vinyl long play, would you believe, back in 1986. The organ is the Compton Christie hybrid in the Town Hall of Ossett, Yorkshire. Knowing that some like to stay in Europe for their vacations, the next selection takes us to Italy. Although composed by Americans Victor Herbert and Ryder Johnson Young in 1910 for the show Naughty Marietta, this track dates from 2012 and features David Hegarty, one of the Castro's San Francisco team of organists, but on this occasion playing the massive pipe and digital hybrid, the Harrah Symphonic Organ in Hurricane, West Virginia. Thank you. Italian Street Song with David Hegarty playing the Harrah Symphonic Hybrid Pipe and Digital Organ. It's almost time for me to go, so I'm finishing this short musical marathon around the world with a medley celebrating two great European cities. The last time I saw Paris, and returning to home territory, Noel Coward's London Pride, with Nigel Ogden on the Wurlitzer over the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool.
Thank you.
thanks for being with me on this week's musical trip to foreign climes. I'll be back at the same time next week with another half hour of Hot Pipes, old and new. If you like this station and the shows it presents, do please consider making a donation to keep it on air, either one-off or a regular monthly amount. All the presenters are volunteers, so 100% of your donation goes to the station upkeep. Until next time, it's goodbye from this overworked and underpaid presenter, Steve Ashley.